Forever could never be long enough for me. I feel like I've had long enough with you. Forget the world now, we won't let them see. But there's one thing left to do. Now that the weight has lifted, love has surely shifted my
this
way.
This is the Doug Haldeman Show, brought to you by the Real Estate Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Miss Tammy Haldeman now, no longer Tammy Renfro. Welcome back, Tammy. You're always welcome to contact us directly by texting or calling us on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com. And be sure and like us on our Facebook page, Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. So, Tammy, we always want to have some of the top professionals in St. Louis.
That's right.
When
here
it comes to real
somebody.
Estate. Yeah, everything around real estate, finance, credit. Important to have some of the top people around. And when it comes to the top people in St. Louis, and especially in St. Charles County, I wanted
Drum
to invite
roll.
Lisa Atkins from Real Estate Platinum in St. Charles. Welcome,
Yay.
Lisa.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it. I did a short little interview with you at the St. Charles County Association of Realtors Golf Tournament. And thought, wow, we really need to get you in the studio. You had just fantastic information.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm really excited.
And you also are an avid listener of this station, right?
It's the only one that's on my radio.
That's what we love to hear.
Although Kay hits occasionally, so that's good too.
All good.
Yep,
yeah.
All MS Communications.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your background. How long have you been in real estate, and what did you do before?
I have been selling about 16 years. Prior to real estate, I had been in retail management. I was a store manager with Target, was with them for 10 years, and I quit after I had my first daughter and stayed home with her for a few years and got my real estate license, and just knew that I could do the job but had not had a lot of experience in real estate, so started working with a top agent for about 6 months and then went on my own and did $4 million my first year.
Congratulations. You know, studying under a top agent, I think, is such good advice. I always give that advice to people in the mortgage industry, too, is that if you can see the habits of a top producer and emulate those habits, and that's the way that you learn the business, what a great way to come into it.
Yeah, it was the best thing I could have done. I didn't do I knew I could do the job, but just didn't know the industry, and it was a way to kind of get in and hit the ground running. And so that's kind of what I like to want to be able to do with other people that may be coming new into the industry as well.
So what was the takeaway that you had from that being under that top agent?
Just being able to observe. I went with her on listing appointments, went with her on sales calls, just kind of listening to her conversations with other people and observing what she was doing and what worked and what didn't. It certainly took a lot of hard work. I didn't just skate through it, but I had a lot of initiative and a lot of drive.
When coming from Target, so you were in retail, okay, but you're in management there. What did you learn from that experience?
Probably time management, leadership, being able to work with others, being able to direct and help others grow, communicate well with others, whether it's with clients or with other agents, and building relationships with other agents, which is huge in this industry. A lot of people don't realize the impact that has, but that's a huge piece.
You know, that is a big piece, and it's amazing how there are certain agents that if they submit a contract and you're listing a property, I know listing agents that will just cringe when they get contracts from certain people because they know they just don't want to work with them.
Yeah, and that's tough because the clients don't have any idea that their agents could be causing them a little bit of trouble getting their home sold if their ability to work with other agents is not strong. So that's a really key thing, and that's what I try to do and try to encourage my agents to do as well.
In your predominant market area, St. Charles County?
Mm-hmm. St. Charles County, West St. Louis County, Wildwood, Chesterfield, Baldwin. I do a lot of homes on acreage, a lot of custom homes personally, but a little bit out in Lincoln, Warren County too. But
well, so that has to be a major specialty then. You're doing homes on acreage is something not many agents know about.
True.
Yeah, it is. Specializing in a particular type of property can be a real positive, but it can also kind of pigeonhole you a little bit. Right. So you have to make sure that, you know, everyone still knows you sell other types of real estate.
Right.
Well, the other types of real estate are easy.
Absolutely.
You have that specialized knowledge. It doesn't mean that you're gonna be less professional at the normal types of real estate. What things can you say about selling properties with acreage that are different? Why somebody really needs somebody that's a specialist in it?
The things such as well, septic, what are the county guidelines on, you know, what kind of structures they can put on them. Often acreage, they want to live on acreage, but they don't want to have to make a drive more than 20 minutes to their work, and that kind of doesn't work.
Right.
You're generally going to be a little bit out in the country somewhere, but with 40 and in out there in St. Charles County particularly, it's booming so well there that now, even though I'm out in the country, I'm really only like 15 minutes from everything.
Right.
Tom, you know that from New Mellie. I mean, that's right where we live.
Yeah, New Mellie, Defiance. I mean, you know, there are a lot of those neighborhoods that do have some good
acreage. Wentzville, Forestell, yeah. And in St. Paul up in north side of O'Fallon. It's a very, very nice area for homes on acreage.
Excellent. And do you see, have those trends gone with the normal real estate trends right now in the recovery? Are those properties starting to sell well again?
They are. I'll tell you what. They, when the market really got hot, they really did take off and probably escalated percentage-wise a little bit more than some of the other homes in St. Charles County or in St. Louis County. So when the market kind of dropped, they took a little bit more significant hit. You know, homes that might have been 500 in 2006 might be 400 now. But they're definitely coming back, and there's still a strong interest in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you have a property with acreage and you need to make sure you're represented correctly, call Lisa and get some professional advice here. Or if you know, a lot of people have the dream of buying that home with acreage, and you can represent the buy side too and make sure that they find the right property and avoid some of those pitfalls.
Absolutely.
Because it's something that most agents just aren't going to really know the ins and outs of it.
They don't. I actually get a lot of calls from other agents just asking questions about what types of inspections are necessary and what do you do and how do you handle this and what do you think this is valued at. And so it's been good for me as an agent for clients, but also with other agents, again, building relationships with other agents.
And where do you see the market going in St. Charles County as far as this recovery?
I'll tell you what, it's all we can do to keep the homes on the market as soon as we list them. We have a real shortage in listings. I'm sure about any other agent that's listening to this would agree. If you have a good home to list, it's going to go quick.
Right. So there's a lot of agencies out there. What made you choose RE/MAX?
The biggest thing about RE/MAX that interested us was, number one, the brand. It is by far the most recognizable brand in the world. Everybody knows what the balloon is. Everybody knows the red, white, and blue. Even if it's not a RE/MAX sign, if it's red, white, and blue, people think it is.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So, yeah.
I do signs. That is true.
They do such a great job of really marketing that brand across the world.
Right.
That is a huge, huge plus. But their technology and their education offerings, they have an amazing array of on-demand, online,
so
you can
pull
it up on your
support.
Phone, training, you can do hundreds of videos. You can even do your designations as agents from the National Association of Realtors. You can do those through the RE/MAX University online.
Now you, it's RE/MAX Platinum.
Yep.
And you're trying to build your group there.
We are very excited. We have an awesome, just absolutely beautiful location in O'Fallon, and have a very large building that we can fill up with agents. Want to have them come out and take a look at what we can provide to them, what we personally can offer. RE/MAX, many people know what they can offer, but we've got some other things in regards to building some business with builders and some REO business. We've got some really strong relationships with lots of people through the community and looking to help the agents build their business at RE/MAX and not just come to RE/MAX to do their business, but to assist them in building it as well.
Mm-hmm. When we talked about studying under a top producer, you are now the top producer.
Right.
People have an opportunity to study under.
Absolutely. And I enjoy that. I very much enjoy taking somebody who wants to learn and who is anxious and wants to dive in there and tell them all the things I know and what they could do to be successful and watch them thrive. It's just kind of exciting to me.
It's great how our careers transition to a certain extent, because you're still have great production. You're expecting $12 million in production this year, but you probably get more gratification from the way you can develop people within you.
Absolutely. We've got a girl on my team right now that has three contracts accepted last week and is writing another one today that should be accepted. And she's just been licensed not much over a year.
Nice.
So for an agent out there, you know, RE/MAX is known to be really good with experienced agents.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also take somebody new into the industry?
That's actually one of the things that we feel we're going to be doing a little different than maybe a traditional RE/MAX may have done in the past, and that is kind of targeting some high potential candidates that may be looking to make a change into the industry, just as I said, as I did, that have the skills to be successful but want to be able, we'll put the time in and work hard in the first 6 months, you know, may not make a whole lot of money. We'll do all that we can to help them, but to get them kind of propelled off the...
get them over the hump, uh-huh, and get them off and running in their career.
Yep.
You have to get started at some point.
So we're looking not only for experienced agents, of course, we want to have, you know, experienced agents join our team most definitely, but we do feel that we can offer some extensive training and follow-up and detail with other people that want to get into the industry.
Well, Lisa, if you have time to stick around, I really want to ask you about some of the goals that you have.
Okay.
Short-term and long-term, and also a little bit more about this real estate market and where some of the opportunities are.
Excellent.
So in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Forever can never be long enough for me. I feel like I've had long enough with you. Forget the world now, we won't let them see. But there's one thing left to do. Now that the weight has lifted, love has surely shifted my way.